The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Knocked away by Squires. Shundoff actually picked up the loose ball. Now the skip pass on the left wing here for Calling. Calling, on the dribble, gives it out for Prosowski. She'll step back, fire a three, and hit the second three-pointer of the night.
Tonight, the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars step up in class as they host the Class B Seward Lady Jays. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
And the ball at the elbow, going to be knocked on the ground. Squires comes up with it. Outlet pass by Connor, up ahead to Calling. Calling on the drive, and great body control by Whitney Calling as she takes it. Didn't even hit the glass on that layup as she's able to roll it in.
Seward had their four-year run in Class B state championships in last season, but beat their Stars on home court. Tonight, the teams meet in Kearney, and Kearney Catholic will look to stay perfect on the year. It's the Blue Jays and Stars coming up next, but first, the New Tex Heat pregame show will join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar live from Hope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tex Heat.
New Tex is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tex's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tex at yieldleader.com.
New Tex Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Everyone, and welcome to Cope Coliseum as two of the premier girls basketball programs in the state of Nebraska getting together here at Kearney Catholic. Lady Stars, of course, no strangers winning state championships. They've won three state championships in girls basketball. Well, Seward has won four in a row. That streak ended a year ago when they lost in the state semifinals to Grand Island Northwest. Up until that point, they had won four straight state championships. So, of course, last year they make it to the semifinals. And this year, a little bit tougher road to hoe as they are 4-8 on the season. Meanwhile, Kearney Catholic, as we mentioned, winning three state titles. Well, poised potentially to contend. Not exactly a favorite necessarily, even though they're number two in the state. They still have to find some way to get past Minden, who is seen by most as the favorite in Class of C1. But the Stars at 16-0, number two in the state, and they are operating in very rarefied air because not only are they very strong, but the depth of this basketball team has been something of note. Their second-leading rebounder, their third-leading scorer, both come off the bench. Just kind of shows the level of depth that they have. And again, Kearney Catholic doesn't really lose a whole lot when they start that second five. Tonight, Kearney Catholic definitely will be a favorite against Class B Seward. And that's not an easy task over the last few years. As we mentioned, Seward has had a tremendous amount of success over the last 5 or 6 years. But a little bit downtime here for the Lady Jays. And not only did we mention are they 4-8 on the season, but they've already drawn for their conference tournament. And this is almost hard to imagine, but they have a bunny bracket game. They are going to be the number 9 seed in their conference, and then they'll be taking on their conference rival, the team that entered their season a year ago. If they win that game, they'll be taking on Grand Island Northwest in what will be the quarterfinals of their conference tournament, the Central Conference tournament. So, again, they're used to having that first-round bye. They're used to being a 1, maybe a 2 seed over the past 5 or 6 years. But a little bit different atmosphere this year for Seward as they are number 9 in their conference. And as we mentioned, a losing record on the year at 4-8. But again, this is one of the premier programs in the state. And it is moving up in a classification for Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic in pretty good shape in terms of wild card points as well. Both Minden and Kearney Catholic are in the same sub-district. And they are number 1 and number 2. Minden number 1, Kearney Catholic number 2 in the state in NSA wildcard standings. And again, playing up a class, taking on a Class B team like Seward is really not going to hurt Kearney Catholic tonight. If they lost, it might give them a little bit of a black eye. But if they win, it will not hurt their playoff standing at all. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starters as we'll continue the New Tex Seed pregame show right after this. New Tex Seed is proudly bringing you today's pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to step away, back with the starters right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
And welcome back here. Tonight's starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll begin, first of all, for Seward. It's Anna Schultz, a 5'7 sophomore. We'll start with Casey Heath. She's 5'5 and a senior. Aubrey Dewar is 5'5 and a senior. Kenna Heath, 5'6 and a sophomore. And Ashlyn Hansen, 5'10 and a senior for head coach Mark Rogge. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, Shayla Connor, the 5'7 senior. She's averaging 3.8 points per ball game. Allie Prasansky, 5'6 and a junior. She's a leading scorer at 11.8 points a contest. Whitney Colling, 5'6 and a junior. She's averaging 8.4 points a game. Maddie Squires, the 5'8 sophomore, is averaging 6 points and 6.4 rebounds a contest. And Kayla Shundoff, 5'8 senior, is averaging 2.4 points per ball game. For head coach Rick Petrie and the undefeated Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. This will be the last game for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars until next Tuesday. And next Tuesday, they'll also be right here on ESPN 1460. They'll be hitting the road, traveling to Gibbon to take on the Lady Buffaloes, and we'll have a Luplat Conference doubleheader for you. The girls, of course, coming up around 6 o'clock, the boys after that game. And again, both of those games will be right here on ESPN 1460. And don't forget that on Saturday night, we'll have coverage of the Kearney Catholic boys as they travel to Greater Omaha to take on Boys Town. They'll be taking on the Cowboys on Saturday night, and we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN. And don't forget the Luplat Conference Wrestling Finals at around 2 o'clock on Saturday on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So a lot of Kearney Catholic action coming up in the next few days, and hope you can join us on our network of stations. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with a tip between the Stars and the Blue Jays. We come back after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. As we mentioned, Kearney Catholic and the Lady Jays getting off here in just a few moments. Right now, the starting lineup is being announced. For Seward, of course, they'll be in their road blue uniforms, a little gold accents in there. They have the dark black lettering, but the gold outline, so it really pops out. Very easy to see the numbers. Of course, Kearney Catholic will be in their home white uniforms, got kind of the green top in there to accent things, the green lettering that says Stars across the front, green numbers with a little bit of gold trim on there as well. We mentioned the starters and what they average per ball game. Coming off the bench, Kylie Teal, she averages 8 points a game. Anna Squires averages 3.6 points, but 4.4 rebounds. The two Squires combined for over 10 rebounds a game. They are both the first and second leading rebounders here for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Michelle Messbarger, a little under the weather early this week. She's averaging 5.5 points per ball game here for the Stars as well. So again, a lot of offensive punch on that second five as well here for Kearney Catholic. One last break. We'll be back with a tip for the Jays and the Stars right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
National Anthem just wrapping up here at Cope Coliseum, so we'll be wrapping up the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Doug Duda, busy calling games on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, and Amherst over Gibbon in girls basketball, 48-42. The boys game coming up here in a little bit. Again, on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Well, the ball is in the air here, and the tip is going to be controlled by Kearney Catholic. Prasoski will bring it in the offensive zone here, and she's got the dribble, kicks on the left side, and they're going to throw it in the backcourt. Shundoff was the intended receiver, but just as that pass was being made by Whitney Colling, Shundoff made a little cut, and so not really one of those things where it's really anybody's fault, but it is going to be a turnover. The inbounds pass knocked loose by Colling. She tries to save it, but she runs out a little real estate on the baseline, and she couldn't quite come up with it. So Kearney Catholic will pressure the ball here from the baseline, and they'll work it up ahead. Will the Blue Jays, and they'll get the bounce pass up ahead here for Ashley Hanson. Hanson is across the timeline, gives it out for Dewar. She's going to fire a three, and she hits a three. Well, she is a doer. And she strokes in the three-pointer, and Seward has the lead to start the basketball game. Colling on that left wing, picks up her dribble, throws the top of the circle to Prasoski. Prasoski gets it to Squires from the free throw line. Driving is Connor. She'll kick out now to Squires, and Squires will answer with a nice 15-foot jumper on the right wing. Good ball movement there by Kearney Catholic, and the pass up ahead is going to be tipped by Squires and picked up here by Prasoski. So that'll be a Seward turnover. And Squires now has it in the offensive zone. She's picked up man-to-man by Hanson, works it around the perimeter. Prasoski has it, and I'll tell you what, they are watching Prasoski. She's going to drive. Her jumper is a little bit short, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds, and it was last touched by the Stars. So Seward with a team rebound here, and they'll inbound the basketball to Dewar. Pass knocked down by Prasoski. She dives for the basketball, comes up with it, and is able to roll it out up ahead here for Colling. So another Seward turnover. Stars on the run a little bit. They have to slow it down. And Squires now has it right side. They clear out for her, and she'll fire a three. It is off the mark and no good. The rebound tipped out. Colling had it momentarily as she pulled down the offensive rebound, but then Kearney Catholic then turns the ball over. Errant pass, and Schultz now has it in the offensive zone. Right wing with it is Dewar. Dewar's going to dribble all the way underneath the basket, back around the baseline, kicks it out now. There's Hansen driving, and she'll get the bucket and the foul as she runs into Kayla Shundoff. And Shundoff, I believe, is the one that's going to be whistled for the foul. Yes, it is. So great drive there by Hansen as she will get the bucket, and she'll try to finish off a three-point play here. And the free throw is up, and it is short. And the rebound out to Calling. Calling on the run, Calling on the drive, Calling off glass, shot no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Hansen. So Hansen will dribble it up, not facing any pressure. Kind of surprised Kearney Catholic didn't at least slow him down. But Schultz now has it. Kicks right side for Dewar. She'll fire a quick three. That's going to be an air ball. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Seward. Did have Heath down there trying to come up with the basketball. It actually was off of her hand, but she barely even got to that ball before it went out of bounds. So an errant shot there by Seward, and Kearney Catholic down by three. We'll give it off on the left side for Shundoff. Shundoff's going to drive in the lane. Shot is no good. Squire is fighting for the rebound. Can't come up with it. It's out of bounds. And so it is going to be Seward basketball. They lead it 5-2, 5:36 to go here in quarter number one. Snap pass up ahead here for Hansen. The Stars will pressure, but they break it, do the Blue Jays, and they pass it up ahead. The shot's no good for Heath, but it's going to be a foul on Kearney Catholic. They broke the press near midcourt. After that, it was a two-on-one, and Prasoski was kind of hung out to dry. Check that. It was Calling. It was kind of hung out to dry there, and she's going to be called for the foul. So a couple of free throws coming up here for the Blue Jays, and the first one is up, and it is good for Casey Heath. So Heath hits the free throw. And that will extend the lead here to 6-2. And Anna Squires checks into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw is up and good. So she makes both free throws. And on the dribble is Calling. Calling all the way down the baseline. Tries to shoot over the top of Hansen, but Hansen actually blocked it. Ball was on the ground after the miss, and the rebound is wrestled out of there by Squires. Squires now backing in the lane, trying to post up, and she'll have to kick the ball back out here for Prasoski. Prasoski looking back inside here for Squires. Squires now dribbles around the pressure, shoots it off glass. It's no good. Connor is able to keep the ball alive, kicks it out to Prasoski, who strokes in the three. So a little in-out game there for Kearney Catholic, and Prasoski with their first 3 points of the night. On the dribble here is Schultz. They'll work it back around the perimeter, top of the circle, Hansen. Hansen will give it off here. Stars going man-to-man at the moment. On the bounce, Dewar, and she'll give it off on the right wing here for Heat. There was a time you just assumed Kearney Catholic was going to man-to-man. Schultz works it around the perimeter. Right side, Hansen. Hansen enters it in as Schultz will post up over Connor, and the shot is no good. Rebounded by Prasoski. So Prasoski comes up with it, and she'll drive all the way through the lane. A little floater up and good. Allie Prasoski with five straight points here for the Stars, and we're tied now at seven. Across the timeline, and a little bit of trouble was Dewar, but she gets it to Schultz, and Schultz now, little give and go, will dribble to the left side, shoots it a little bit strong, and the rebound is off one of the Stars and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic will make most of a line change as Teal and Messbarger and Studi will check into the ballgame. They already changed out Squires earlier. Anna Squires out there, the only starter that's remaining here is Maddie Squires. On the bounce is Schultz. Schultz gives left side here for Heath. Top of the circle for Carly Hartman. He checked in a moment ago. Hartman's going to penetrate a little bit, kicking on the baseline for Heath. Entry pass on the inside. Now be another turnover. Messbarger comes up with it, and she'll kick it on the left side here for Squires. Squires kicks it to her little sister, Anna. Anna's on the dribble, and she'll kick right wing. Here's a jumper on the baseline by Studi. Her three-pointer is no good, and the rebound is out of there. As coming down with the rebound is Dewar. So Dewar got the rebound, and here come the Blue Jays in a little bit of a hurry. We're tied at 7, 3:17 to go, quarter number one. Top of the circle, Dewar. Gave it away, now gets it back. Schultz on the dribble, working against Squires. That's Maddie Squires. And they'll throw it in the lane, almost stolen, but stepping through there is Heath, and Heath will drive the lane and score. Casey Heath, nice little drive there. Anna Squires almost made the steal, but instead, it's still going to be the lead of the Blue Jays. They have led throughout the game. Kearney Catholic has never led. Entry pass down low for Squires, and she's going to take it off glass. Strong move there for Maddie Squires as she was able to muscle in there. And again, she's a little bit bigger than all but one of the Blue Jays out there, and she uses her body so well to protect the basketball. Around the perimeter, Dewar is going to fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound out of there is going to be Studi. Studi on the dribble, kicks right side for Teal. Teal's going to penetrate, and her pass is knocked out of bounds off the hands of one of the Blue Jays and out underneath the basket. For the Jays, Kenna Heath is going to check back into the ball game, and now Caitlin Long will check in here for the Stars. Most of the year, it's been five starters and then a substitution of five, but a little bit different timing there for Kearney Catholic. But that second five is out there right now, and Messbarger is going to fire a three. It is no good as they worked it around the perimeter, and the rebound ripped out of there by Ashlyn Hansen. Hansen's across the timeline, gives it to Schultz, who kicks in the right corner. Open there is Dewar for three, and she hits nothing but the bottom of the well. Nice stroke there by Aubrey Dewar. And again, it is going to be Seward with the lead. They've led by as many as five. Kearney Catholic has never led in the game. Shundoff kicks right side. Here's Teal for the answer. Her three is off the mark and no good. Might have been partially deflected, and the long rebound is taken out of there by Hartman. So Hartman ends the possession here for the Stars as the Jays have it now. They'll give it off on the left side for Heath. They skip it around the perimeter. Right side, Hartman. Hartman tries to lob it in. Long knocked it loose, but Hartman's able to pick it up, and she'll kick it out for Dewar, and around the perimeter we go. Here's a three here by Hartman, and she'll hit the three. And Hartman hits another three-pointer, and this is the largest lead of the game here for Seward. They lead it 15-9, minute 19 to go here in quarter number one. Messbarger will get it to Long in the corner, top of the circle now with the basketball is going to be Anna Squires. Squires will drive, and on her way to the basket before the shot, she was held. And I think the foul is going to be on Dewar. Yep, that's who it's on. And that will be her first foul. Checking out is going to be Hansen. Hansen's out of the game. And in for her, I believe, is Hannah Core. Around the perimeter we go. Studi kicks it off on the right side. Squires will fire the three. It is no good, and the rebound ripped out of there by Schultz. Schultz on the run, kicks it out here for Heath. And around the perimeter we go. They get it off on the right wing here for Heath. Entry pass down low, and it is knocked out of bounds. Or is that a foul? Yep, it's going to be a foul. I think Long, trying to get to that basketball, got a little bit of the arm. Well, you're going to give it to Squires instead. So that'll be on Anna Squires. So Jays inbound underneath their own basket here. They lead it by six with 46 to go in the first quarter. Hartman, left side, was open for the three-pointer, but they'll get it at the elbow instead. And the entry pass on the inside, it's turned over. The basketball in the hands of Anna Squires. They passed it right to her as a blind pass. And now Squires is going to drive on her way to the basket, is fouled. And they're going to say that she was in the act of shooting. And it was early in the act of shooting when that reach on Kenna Heath took place. But it's going to result in a couple of free throws here for the Stars, who trail it 15-9 with 28.9 to go. And Anna Squires shooting two here. And she'll take her time at the line, bends the knees, and the free throw is up and no good. On the season, she's a 57% free throw shooter. And in for the Blue Jays going to be Aubrey Dewar. Second free throw by Squires is up and hits the front of the rim, but nice shooter's touch to have that spin that goes forward, and she'll come out of the game. Her older sister Maddie will check in for her with 29 seconds to go, and now less as the clock is moving. Hartman gave it away, now gets it back. They get it out here, and we got a turnover. A little extra step here for Seward. And so that'll be another turnover on the Jays. Toss again here is going to be Teal. Teal will get it off for Maddie Squires. And now Kearney Catholic may very well work for the last shot. They've got it with 14 seconds left. They're running the weave up the top of the key. Studi's got it on that left side. She'll get a screen from Long. Kick into the corner. That's Messbarger. Entry pass for Long. Knocked loose. So Seward is able to come up with the basketball. 1 second left, and they do not get the shot off on the right wing. They got across midcourt with a long pass, but then they ran out of time to put up the shot. So we'll head to the second quarter with Seward leading Kearney Catholic 15-10 at the end of one quarter of play. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2013 Ford Taurus Limited. Low miles, has navigation, sunroof, heated front seats. 2011 Ford Fusion SEL 4-door V6 has sunroof and leather, heated front seats with low miles. 2010 Nissan Altima SL has sunroof and leather. 2011 Ford Edge Limited, all-wheel drive, low miles, navigation, Vista roof, leather. All have had multi-point inspection and are ready to sell fast. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Seward has possession of the basketball to start the second quarter. They kick it on the right baseline. Heath for three, no good. Rebound, fought for, off the hands of one of the Blue Jays. Squires couldn't quite come up with it. And They end the possession because Squires battling for the rebound, but knocked out of her hands there by Hansen. That'll be a great battle all night, Hansen and Squires fighting for rebounds. Connor will kick it top of the circle here for Calling. She gets it in a lane for Long. Long will get the ball back to the elbow after she gave it away. She draws a little body contact, puts up the shot. No foul called. And it goes out of bounds as Kearney Catholic missed the shot, but it does belong to the Stars here as the limb bounded underneath the basket. Prasoski looking for Calling maybe, but they lob it in here for Maddie Squires instead. Off the screen, they give it to Prasoski. She'll penetrate, find an open area from 15 feet. Her shot no good and rebounded by Heath, and we now have a foul. And that is going to be on Kearney Catholic's Shayla Connor. And for Connor, that will be her first. Fourth as a team here against Kearney Catholic. Some contact in there, but I agree with the officials. There was not a foul earlier. Hansen facing some pressure is able to get the ball back. She'll kick it up here to Schultz. Schultz across the timeline with the long pass, and now Schultz will set up the offense. And using up her dribble here is going to be Dewar, who gives it back to Schultz, gives it top of the circle for Hansen. They kick it left side. Dewar will fire a three. It's no good. And rebound. Prasoski has it, and she's on, Calling rather, is on it. She was on her knees and in a little bit of trouble, so Kearney Catholic will call the timeout. Calling pulls down the rebound, and we've got a timeout here by the Stars with 6:44 to go in quarter number one. It is 15-10 Seward with lead over Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Welcome back here. Kearney Catholic forces the turnover just a little bit ago, and so they've got the basketball now. On the run here is going to be Calling. Calling a little floater in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Squires as Squires will kick it back around the perimeter. Calling now has it left side. She's going to spot a three. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Calling, and Calling then lost the basketball. It was stolen out of there, and then the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds after a foul by Prasoski. Couple of white jerseys there. And it's going to be a reach on Allie Prasoski. on the jump stop. So the no shot, and it almost looked like a turnover, but the foul caused the turnover. So now the kick out, and it is going to be a kick here against Prasoski. They're trying to get the pass. They inbounded it to the low post and trying to bounce it to the top of the post through the lane, and Prasoski, soccer player that she is able to put a foot on it. Of course, she usually uses her hand because she plays goalie in soccer, but still knows how to do it with the feet. Dewar's going to work it around the perimeter. Schultz has it. Kicks on the left side. Now a skip pass. Open momentarily is Dewar, and they'll get it at the elbow, and the jumper good for Hansen. They got it at the elbow to Hansen, and Hansen is able to push the lead out to 7. It is 17-10 as Seward has the lead over Kearney Catholic. Kick into the corner here for Connor. She'll get it down on the baseline for Long. She's going to take it off glass and score. The freshman will now head to the free throw line for a three-point play. Hit on the arm as she put up the shot by Dewar. And so a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play here for Caitlin Long, as she'll have one shot. And Long on the season, a 55% free throw shooter. Check at 56. Well, that maybe now she's 55 because she missed that one. Squires gets the rebound, kicks out to Prasoski. She's going to fire the three. It is no good. And they'll work it back around the perimeter, kicking it out again to Prasoski. Prasoski missed another three-pointer. The ball was on the ground on a rebound. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney Catholic. So the Stars will get the rebound here as a team, and we will move the possession arrow. Prasoski's going to inbound it with 5:27 to go here before halftime. 17-12. Kearney Catholic down by 5. Calling has it. Enters it now for Squires. Squires on the baseline working against Hansen. Is stopped, and a pass that Connor is able to save because it was a little errant, but her outlet pass is going to be stolen away. So Kearney Catholic now forces the turnover in underneath, and then Seward gets the ball right back. So we just swap turnovers here, and Seward has the basketball. And then they turn it over. An errant pass looking for Heath on that left side, and they threw it too far upstream for Heath, and that'll be a Seward turnover. Carly Hartman checking in here for the Jays. 4:57 to go, second quarter, 17-5. Seward with the lead. Undefeated Kearney Catholic down by 5, but they've got the basketball. On the bounce, Calling. She'll give it top the circle here for Shundoff. Right wing for Teal, who checked in the game a moment ago. Giving it to Maddie Squires. Squires going to drive, take it off glass. It rolls around, and it's in. Strong drive there by Maddie Squires. And she was able to split the defense and cut the lead down to 3, and now the pass knocked away by Teal, but couldn't quite finish the steal. She knocked it down, but it went off of her knee, and it went off of her leg and then out of bounds. So Seward will maintain the possession here, and Kearney Catholic trying to trap. They get it to Schultz, who kicks it up ahead here for Dewar. Dewar, pass up ahead. Now they get it back to Schultz, who will dribble across the timeline. Give it to Dewar on the left side. Half-court offense here for Seward. The Kearney Catholic press has not been that effective here so far in the game, as Seward has handled it very well. They're in the half-court set right now as they get it at the elbow for Hansen. Hansen gives it out. Kick back out here for Dewar. They haven't gotten it below the half-court line, and the ball knocked loose there by Whitney Calling. And those fast hands just weren't fast enough before she ran out of room on that far sideline, and she lost the ball off of her fingertips. So Heath is going to inbound it here, and she'll throw it at a half-court circle here for Dewar. Dewar's going to hand it off here for Schultz. Pass is deflected, but no problem for Dewar tracking it down. And then a little bit errant pass there by Seward as they were trying to connect with Heath, but Heath was starting to cut down low as the pass was heading her way. She got a hand on it, but wasn't able to complete the reception. So turnover on Seward, and the Stars, trailing it 17-14, have the basketball. Anna Squires checked in a minute ago on the way to the basket. She is fouled before she was able to put up the shot. She put the shot up, but she was going to be held there by Hartman, and that'll be a foul on Hartman, which is her first of the ball game. 4 now whistled against the Jays. 5 have been whistled against Kearney Catholic with 3:46 to go here before halftime. So we'll see if anybody even gets into a 1-1. Teal has to throw it in before the 5-second clock expires, and Seward is able to make the steal. And then Kearney Catholic was able to knock the ball loose. Great job there by Shundoff. Now she's got the ball back. Both teams turn the ball over, And now Kearney Catholic in the offensive zone. They kick it right side. Teal's open for three, and she hits the three. The freshman doesn't miss too many of those when she's open, and she was open there, so she strokes it in, and we are tied at 17, and we got a timeout here for the Blue Jays. Jays call timeout with 3:24 to go here in the second quarter. We're tied at 17. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Don't forget all of our games streaming live via the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. In fact, all of our games on our myriad of stations in Platte River Radio are at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can log on there as well and find any of our broadcasts as they are taking place, so you don't have to be concentrated just on the ESPN games. Seward, after the timeout, will bring it in the offensive zone, and they'll kick it off here on the left side for Dewar. Dewar on the bounce. And now Kearney Catholic really trying to put the trap on here. And Schultz is able to handle it. She'll dribble to the elbow, kick. Now she gets it back around. She'll take it top of the circle, lob it right side for Dewar. Dewar being double-teamed, kicks it back out here for Schultz. And there's just a lot more energy right now going on for the Kearney Catholic defense. And the pass was tipped. Trying to get it was Teal. Teal got there just a little bit too late, and she committed the foul. So she's got the foul. That's going to be six now on Kearney Catholic as a team. So next foul they commit in the next 2 minutes and 58 seconds will result in free throws. So Schultz, her pass is tipped. It's on the ground, and Shundoff is able to come up with it. So turnover Seward, and Teal will bring in the offensive zone. She'll kick it up ahead here for Messbarger, who gives it back out to Shundoff. Back to Messbarger, who will fire the three. It is short, and the rebound, well, goes out to Ashlyn Hansen. So Hansen snags another rebound, and facing some pressure is Schultz. She's able to pass it up ahead, and her pass tipped away. Seward has turned it over again. Up ahead now to Messbarger. Messbarger does not have any numbers, lost the ball momentarily, and she's going to throw it in the backcourt. Unless that was touched, and it was not. So Kearney Catholic turns the ball over. Well, unofficially, I've got 12 turnovers for Seward, 7 for Kearney Catholic. So Heath has it in the offensive zone, has the pass knocked down by Prasoski, but picking it up is going to be Schultz, and then she lost the basketball. Prasoski kept going after the ball, wasn't able to make the steal, but when she tipped it, it went off of his Seward player's leg and out of bounds. So that'll be another Seward turnover. That one was forced by Prasoski. And yeah, pretty good effort there. Whitney Colling brings it across the timeline. Kicks right side for Anna Squires. She looks over for Teal, but she'll dribble herself. Kick it off on that left wing. Penetration here by Colling. She gets it out for Teal. Bouncing here is Kylie Teal. She'll kick left wing for Anna Squires. Squires from the free throw line. Kicks out for Teal. She thought about the three. Now she'll penetrate. Splits the defense. Lays it up. It will not fall, but she'll head to the free throw line for two shots. Hit on the arm as she goes up, and Ashlyn Hansen picks up the foul, and that is just going to be her first. And as active as she has been, that just kind of shows you the good positioning that Ashlyn Hansen has had all game, because she's changed a lot of shots, and she's been battling for a lot of rebounds, and that is her first foul. First free throw here for Teal is no good, and Kylie Teal on the season is a 54% free throw shooter. 7-13 coming into tonight's game, and she makes the second one here. So Kearney Catholic, for the first time tonight, has the lead. They lead it 18-17 with a minute 45 to go. It was 17-10 at one point, and now 18-17, Kearney Catholic, 8-0 run, and they knock the entry pass out of bounds, but Whitney Colling ran out of room. So it's still going to be Seward basketball. They get on the right side here for Hansen. Hansen, they haven't gotten across the free throw line on their defensive end of the court yet, and now they do with the pass as Dewar has it, and she's on the bounce, facing some pressure there by Prososki. The kick at left side here for Hartman. Hartman gets it at the elbow for Hansen. Hansen back out here for Dewar, And right now, Kearney Catholic has really picked up the defensive intensity. They were not this in-your-face defensively in the early stages of the game. They kick it out for Dewar. Dewar finds the open area, and she hits the three. They worked it in, kicked it out, and then they skipped it over for Dewar, who then hit the three-pointer. Good ball movement there by the Blue Jays as they take the lead back at 20-18. Less than a minute to go here before halftime. Squires will drive, and now we'll head to the free throw line. As she was hit on the arm, in a sense, pulled down, and I don't want that to sound like it was a dirty play by Carly Hartman, but she blocked it. Got a lot of basketball and just enough arm there to send Squires to the free throw line. Might have got her with a body as much as anything. Squires missed the first of two free throws. And so with 58.2 to go, Squires will not be able to tie it with this trip to the free throw line. Her second shot is also off the back of the iron and no good. And the rebound out of there by Hartman. So Carly Hartman pulls down the rebound. She's got the basketball, skips it across midcourt with the pass, and her pass down low is knocked out of bounds by a hustling Anna Squires. They were trying to get it up ahead to Ashlyn Hansen, and had they been able to get it through there, Hansen would have had a layup. As they broke most of the press for Kearney Catholic, but not that last level of defense. Hansen has it top of the circle, gives it to Schultz, and she'll hand it back off here for Dewar. They're setting up that half-court offense, as what they had designed for the inbounds play did not work, but they did get it in. Dewar on the dribble, double team, gets it at the elbow, pass deflected by Long, who came into the game. Pass up ahead here for Prasoski after the steal, and they led her a little bit too far. So both teams just swapped turnovers here as the pass up ahead to Prasoski was led a little bit too far there. As a nice play by Caitlin Long got Kearney Catholic the ball, but the long outlet pass was a little bit too long. Seward facing some three-quarter court pressure here, and there's going to be a 10-second call. They did not get it across the timeline in time. It took them about 10.6 seconds to get it across the timeline, and just as they were getting across that 10-second line, the whistle came. So Whitney Colling has the basketball after the turnover. She's going to drive all the way in. Awkward-looking shot, and it is off the mark. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Schultz. So Schultz gives it up ahead. They pass it. Shot up. No good now by Hartman. And we run out of time as we'll head to the locker room. And for the first time this season, the Stars head to the locker room trailing at halftime. It's 20-18, Seward with the lead over the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll have that right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's Sports.
Here to Cope Coliseum, we are at halftime, and for the first time this season, the Stars are trailing it 20-18 at intermission. Kearney Catholic 16-0 on the season. Well, they haven't really been in that many tight games. Of course, they won against Lincoln Lutheran 43-39, their third game of the year, the finals of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. And again, probably the next closest game they had after that was when they took on St. Cecilia, but they end up winning that one by 11, 42-31. So right now they're poised for their toughest test of the season against a perennial Class B power. As we mentioned, Seward last year lost in the state semifinals, and that snapped their streak of winning four straight state championships. So this is a program that's had a tremendous amount of success, and in spite of the fact that they are 4-8 on the season, they are certainly putting a fear into Kearney Catholic here at bare minimum. And again, at intermission, it is 20-18. Seward with the lead here over Kearney Catholic. Let's take a look at some team numbers unofficially so far here in the ball game. I have Seward being 7 of 14 from the field. Kearney Catholic is 7 of 24. Shooting from behind the arc. Seward unofficially 4 of 8. So they're shooting 50% from the field, 50% from three-point range. And unofficially have Kearney Catholic being 2 of 11. And from the free throw line, not a whole lot better for the Stars. They're 2 of 7. And Seward is 2 of 3. Rebounding, slight edge to Seward. They have the rebounding edge 11-9. And in terms of turnovers, Kearney Catholic has forced 7 more turnovers. There's been 15 turnovers by the Lady Jays compared to 8 for Kearney Catholic here in the first half. So unofficially, there are some of the team numbers for you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the individual numbers here from Cope Coliseum as we'll continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We're going to take another break. We'll be back right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Going to Bowen is up for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. As let's take a look at the numbers here for the Lady Jays. Aubrey Dewar leading the way right now. She's got 9 points here at intermission. Casey Heath with 4. Ashlyn Hansen has 4. And Carly Hartman with 3 points for the Blue Jays. And leading rebounder is Ashlyn Hansen. And Hansen with 4 rebounds here in the first quarter. Excuse me, the first half. For Kearney Catholic, leading scorer for them so far is Maddie Squires. Squires with 6 points here at intermission, 5 points for Allie Prasoski, including one of the only 2 3-pointers that the Stars have been able to hit so far. Kylie Teal has 4. Caitlin Long with two, and Anna Squires with 1 point. 18 points here at intermission for Kearney Catholic, who trail at 20-18 here at the break. Unofficially, Kearney Catholic, 18% shooting from three-point land, 38% field goal shooting from inside the arc. Overall, 7 of 24 shooting the basketball for about 29%, compared to 50% for the Seward Lady Blue Jays, who lead here at intermission by a score of 20-18. Take one more break. We'll be back with the third quarter as we'll wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
Coliseum, we're at halftime where Kearney Catholic trails Seward by a score of 20-18. Tomorrow, right here on ESPN, Lincoln East will be taking on Kearney High for a girl-boy doubleheader. The girls' game scheduled to tip around 6. We'll have pregame at about 10 till or so, and then the boys' game to follow between East and Kearney High. Then on Saturday, we'll be in Omaha. Actually, they have their own post office, so I guess we can officially say that we'll be in Boys Town, as the Cowboys are being host to Kearney Catholic, as we'll have pregame set for around 6:20. Tip-off between the Stars and the Cowboys Saturday night will be at 6:30 right here on ESPN. And don't forget that the Luplac Conference Finals around 2 o'clock in wrestling on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Seward has possession of the basketball to start the second half, and they put up the three-pointer that is missed, and it's rebounded out of there by who else but Maddie Squires. So Squires snags the bound here. And Kearney Catholic has it as Squires stops at the elbow. She'll kick it out here for Prasoski. Stars going with their starters out there. Connor Prasoski calling Squires and Shundoff. Entry pass on the inside is going to be stolen away by Ashlyn Hansen. So Kearney Catholic turns it over, their first possession of the second half. And then they turn it right back over, and then we're going to have a reach whistled on Seward. Pass intercepted by Connor, and then Connor is fouled. So we have a little reach that's whistled on Dewar. That is going to be her second. And across the timeline comes Kearney Catholic. Prasoski gets it at the elbow here for Squires. Hands it back off for Connor. Gets it inside for Squires, and Squires will muscle up and in. So Kearney Catholic with the basketball. Seward with the basketball. Kearney Catholic trying to make the steal on that long pass, and then he'll kick it off on the left side, and that's going to set up the open three-pointer for Dewar, and she's going to stroke it in. So Aubrey Dewar hits the three-pointer, and that's the second long shot she's had where it's at nothing but the bottom of the net. So it works on both ends of the court, that's for sure. Squire, she's going to try a three on that right side. High arcing shot, no good. And the rebound out there by Heath. So Heath pulls down the rebound. And she's going to cross the timeline without much problem. Now pressuring her is going to be calling. They'll kick it off left side. Here's another three-pointer for the Blue Jays, and an offensive rebound, then the foul against Kearney Catholic. So the basketball picked up here by Schultz as she gets the rebound after the miss. And now the foul on Shundoff. That is going to be her second. So the free throw was up and good. And one more free throw coming up here for Anna Schultz. So she makes the first to make it 24-20. And the second free throw is up and good as well. So she makes both free throws. And that lead back out to five. They've led by as many as seven. Then Kearney Catholic took the lead. And since then, it's been Seward opening up a five-point lead. Connor is able to track down a bad pass. They'll work it back around the perimeter. A little penetration now on the baseline by Calling. Floater, no good. Gets her own rebound. She's going to kick it out here for Squires. And they'll kick it off right side for Prososki. And Prososki drains the three. Allie Prososki now with 8 points in the ball game, and we've got a two-point contest, 25-23. Pass up ahead. Heath has it. She's going to drive. She's going to shoot. She's going to score. And a foul on Connor. Chance for a three-point play. Great body control there by Kenna Heath. And she drove in and hit on the arm. We'll try to finish off that three-point play. And the free throw is up, rolls around, and good. Edged it over the front of the rim there. And that lead right back out to five here for Seward. Kearney Catholic led momentarily, but for the most part, it's been the Jays. Prososki on that right side, hand in her face there. That's Schultz. Back in the end, Prososki. She's going to drive, take it off glass, and the foul will send her to the line. So quick with that basketball off of that spin move is Allie Prososki, and she's hit on the body. We'll have a chance to shoot two here. Schultz whistled for the foul. That is just going to be her first. And Prososki toes the line, strokes it in, and she looks like an 83% free throw shooter with that stroke there. She's got one more coming up here as she makes the first, makes it 28-24, and the second free throw is off the mark and no good. Rebound by Ashlyn Hansen. Hansen kicks it up ahead here for Heath. Heath being pressured, gets it back to Hansen, back to Heath, and she has it blocked. And it will be a foul on Kearney Catholic. Entry pass for Heath. Heath got it to the elbow for Hansen, right back into Heath. And then Heath was hit by Maddie Squires, who commits the foul. That is just going to be her first foul. And a couple of free throws coming up here for Kenna Heath. And Heath's free throw is up and good. 29-24. Five-point ball game with Skosh under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And that second free throw is also good for Heath. So she's got 5 points in the game. Whitney Calling gives it to Maddie Squire. She's well behind the three-point arc. She'll get it to her sister, Anna. Anna gets it inside for Maddie. Maddie drives, hit on the body. The shot will not fall, but she's heading to the line. Again, got it in there, drove in hard, hit on the belly, on the body. And so she's going to be shooting a couple. That's going to be the third foul on Kenna Heath. And again, for a game in which Kearney Catholic at home is down by six, it is very quiet in this gym. Carly Hartman checks into the game. Second free throw coming up here for Squires. About 6 points and six rebounds a game here for Maddie Squires. The free throw is up and back of the iron, no good. And that rebound taken out of there by Ashlyn Hansen. Hansen's pass stolen away by Squires. Squires with the layup. Squires off glass. It's good. Maddie Squires makes the steal and then the layup. A half court later, they double team the basketball and Dewar has to call the timeout. Prososki and Calling putting the pressure on. And a timeout here for Seward so they don't turn it over. 4:24 to go here, third quarter. It's 30-27 Seward with the lead and the timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Kearney Catholic going full court pressure here as Seward will inbound the basketball. They get it to Hansen, and when she gives it back out for Hartman, Hartman turned it over. She took a little extra step with it. She didn't have her feet set very well when she made the catch back, and in traffic, she turned it over. So that Stars defense forces the turnover here with 4:21 to go, third quarter. It's 30-27, and the Stars inbounding it. Collin gets it in just in time, and Prasoski has it near midcourt. And staying right there with her is Anna Schultz. Little jump stop, kick right side for Squires. That's Anna Squires, and she'll work it back around the perimeter, and her pass goes between Prasoski and Teal, and so Kearney Catholic will turn it over. This game, in terms of shooting percentage and turnovers, just so unlike what we've seen all year from Kearney Catholic, and I think you have to credit Seward's defense for a fair chunk of that. Dewar gets it left side, open for the three is Heath, and she hits the three. Casey Heath strokes in that three-pointer, and again, that lead back out to six here for Seward. Kick out for Teal. She's going to fire a three, and it's bouncing around, hit the top, and it's no good, and then Squires goes over the back on the rebound. Maddie Squires fighting for that rebound, commits the foul. Checking in here for the Stars, Michelle Messbarger, Morgan Studi. And out is going to be Maddie Squires. And I didn't see who else came out. Long also checked into the ballgame for Kearney Catholic. Schultz on the dribble. So we'll reset Kearney Catholic's lineup when we get a chance here. Around the perimeter, Hartman. Hartman's pass knocked out of bounds. It was last touched by Anna Squires, who is out there with Caitlin Long and Kylie Teal. We already mentioned that Morgan Studi is in the ballgame. And Michelle Messbarger. So that's the five here for Kearney Catholic. Seward inbounds it to Schultz on the baseline. They work it around the perimeter. They kick it out for Heath. Heath doesn't want to shoot the three-pointer and just double dribbled with it. She lost the handle trying to pass it and then tried to pass it after she did that. And well, they got rules against that sort of thing as it is a turnover. So Kearney Catholic with the basketball. Michelle Messbarger will give it off here for Anna Squires. Squires will drive off the iron, no good. Gets her own rebound. A lot of contact on the shot. It will not fall. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Heath. So Heath wasn't able to come up with the basketball. I mean, she was able to come up the basketball as Squires was trying to wrestle it from her. A lot of contact, but no foul call. Dewar has it. She's going to skip it left side here for Schultz. Schultz enters it at the elbow for Hansen. She'll kick it back into the corner, and around the perimeter we go. 2:53 to go here in the third quarter. It's 33-27. Seward with the lead here at Kearney Catholic. Entry pass down low, knocked loose on the backside by Anna Squires. Into the hands of Teal. Teal pass up ahead to Messbarger. Messbarger just had to save it and into the hands of Seward. So both teams turn it over, and now the Jays are on the run. They're going to slow it down because Messbarger flew down the court to shut that off. On the dribble here is Schultz. They'll skip it now right side for Hartman. She'll fire a three, and she hits the three. Carly Hartman with the three-pointer. Largest lead in the ball game here for Seward. They lead it 36-27. They lead it by nine. And on the dribble here is Morgan Studi. Studi from the elbow kicks it out for Teal. Teal's going to skip it. A little shot here for Squires, and they're going to say Squires took an extra step. I didn't think she had caught the ball yet, but they said she had it, and then that little bunny hop right before she shot it, and that's going to be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Now I don't have numbers per game here, but I can't imagine that Kearney Catholic has turned the ball over more than about 14 times in a game, and that's what I have them at right now in terms of turnovers. Prasoski's going to check back into the game as Studi will come out. Prasoski and Colling will pressure the two guards as they inbound it. Teal, Anna Squires, and Long out there for the Stars. The inbounds here for Madison Slope, and Slope will get it up ahead here for Schultz. Pass in the corner is Heath, and She'll get the ball to Hartman, who gives it right back to Heath. They're in trouble. Ball's knocked loose. It's on the ground. Prasoski has it, and she's asking for a timeout. No, she's able to find Anna Squire, so that will be a Seward turnover. She was talking. I thought she was asking for the timeout, but she was asking for help. And now on the baseline drive, the bucket is good by Kylie Teal. So Kearney Catholic forces the turnover, and they turn it into points. And they force another turnover. Teal's got it. Double team on the basketball, and Teal will kick it off here for Prasoski. Prasoski on the dribble will kick it. Now they get it inside for Long. Long, that power drive, and she is fouled. And the foul is going to be on Lauren Camphouse. And so Camphouse with the foul, that is going to be her first. And the freshman Long at the free throw line to shoot two, and the first one is up and good. Caitlin Long on the season, 15 of 27 coming into the game from the free throw line. That's 56%. As a team, the Stars are 57% from the free throw line, but they're well under that tonight. Second free throw up, rolls around, and is good. Hit the front of the rim, but nice shooter's touch there to make it a five-point ball game with a minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. 36-31, and Heath, double team, ball's loose, and Kearney Catholic, can they come up with it? Yes, they can, as Long has it, and then she's fouled. Kearney Catholic just a step ahead of the Blue Jays there. They were falling down, was Prasoski. As she was going down, she was able to flip it ahead. Long couldn't really make the catch. It went into Squires' hand, and then the reach here on Hartman. So Stars will maintain possession after they force the Seward turnover, and then they inbound it, and it goes off the hands of Prasoski and out of bounds. She was fortunate just to even get a hand on that, as that inbounds pass was off the mark. So Jays have it, leading it by 5, 36-31, a minute 6 to go here, and the pass inbounded. Schultz trying to come up with it. It's on the ground. She's on her knees. It's taken by Teal, and Teal falling down. She walked with it. So Kearney Catholic really didn't finish the turnover there, so you either give both teams a turnover or neither, and I'm going to go with neither. Seward will maintain possession here as Hartman will inbound on that far sideline, and they'll throw it out here for Ashlyn Hansen. Hansen to Hartman. Hartman pass up ahead. Now on the run is going to be Dewar. Dewar in the half-court set will set things up here as Kearney Catholic looking to run a little trap out of this 2-3 zone. They kick on the left side, and the three-pointer no good for the Jays. Long saves it right underneath the basket, and it's going to go out of bounds after the block. The shot was up, but blocked out of bounds by Maddie Squires, and it was off of Long and out of bounds. So she gets the block, and Seward misses the shot, but they have the basketball. And they have it top of the circle. Schultz will fire a three. No good. It goes out of bounds as Teal knocked the ball off the hands of Ashlyn Hansen and out of bounds. So Seward gives up possession of the basketball, and we'll see what the Stars can do here, trailing at 36-31, now with 27 seconds to go in the third quarter as they bring it across the timeline. Squires well behind the three-point arc, has the basketball. Maddie will now kick it off on the left wing. There is Whitney Colling. Colling gives it to Prasoski. Prasoski picked up defensively by Schultz. They'll give it up on the right side for Colling. 11 seconds to go as Squires makes the catch. Gives it to Prasoski. Prasoski, jump stop in the lane. Floater up, good. Strong drive here by Whitney Colling. And they inbound it with 1 second to go. And Seward runs out of time as Colling hits the shot. They pressured the inbounds. And Seward really didn't have any time to do anything with the ball. So we'll head to the fourth quarter. A quarter that was won in that third quarter by the Blue Jays. And now the Stars head to the fourth quarter down by 3. It's 36-30 to start the fourth quarter. We come back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Kearney Catholic trailing at 36-33. I think I may have misspoke as we headed to that break. 36-33. Stars are down by three. And they'll give it to Prasoski, who will fire a three. And she hits the three. Well, we're tied now in the early stages of the fourth. And Kearney Catholic will pressure the ball. They knock it loose, but coming up with it is Schultz. Schultz, lob pass left side for Heath. Heath, baseline jumper, no good. Squires pulls down the rebound, and the Stars now are on the run. Now they slow it down. Prasoski will direct traffic. She'll give it right side for, and Squires has it. She'll give it now top of the circle for Calling. Back to Prasoski. Top of the circle here for Shayla Connor. Inside for Long, who will drive, and as she dribbled around the defender, a foul on the body of Ashlyn Hansen. And that's a bit of a tough call here for Hansen. Nice job dribbling by Long as she was able to dribble strong enough and not walk with it. And they're just going to call a little bit of a body foul on Hansen. So the free throw coming up here, and it rolls around and good. Stars have their first lead of the second half as the free throw is up and good here for Caitlin Long. So Long makes the first two. Second one is on the way, and it is no good. And rebound out of there by Hansen. So Hansen snags the rebound. They get it up ahead here for Heath. Heath in a lot of trouble there in the corner, but she's able to bounce it out for Casey Heath as Kenna gets it out for Casey. And on the dribble is Schultz. Schultz kicks on the right wing here for one of her teammates, and they'll work it back around the perimeter very, very quickly. Right side, Heath has it. Entry pass, knocked out of bounds, and it was last touched by Kearney Catholic. So Seward will inbound the basketball underneath their own basket here with 6:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Stars lead it 37-36, their first lead of the second half. They've only had two leads in the entire game. On the dribble here is Aubrey Dewar. She gives it top of the circle for Ashlyn Hansen. Back out to Hansen as she gave it away momentarily. Now around the perimeter we go. Dewar's got it. Dewar looking inside to that 2-3 zone. Ball is loose. Coming up with it is Caitlin Long. And I think we got a foul. Long came up with it. It went off the hands of Kenna Heath. And Heath tried to get it back. And she committed the foul. So that'll be a Seward turnover. And that's now seven fouls on the Lady Jays. So Kearney Catholic will head to the free throw line, a place that is, it's gotten better here in the second half. They're still under the 50% mark. They're 7-15 as a team from the free throw line. And right now, Caitlin Long will shoot a 1-1. And it gets quiet in here as she misses the free throw. And the long rebound is going to be taken out of there by Dewar. And Dewar had the ball knocked out of her hands by Prasoski. It will remain in possession of the Jays. They inbound it here for Ashlyn Hansen as Kearney Catholic will pressure, but they get it off to Dewar very quickly off of a screen, brings it in the offensive end of the court. And they kick left side here for Carly Hartman. The sophomore gets it on the baseline. Quick jumper up and good for Casey Heath. Just a nice little snap pass in for Heath, and Heath hit about a 12-foot jumper on that baseline. On the dribble, losing the basketball is going to be Whitney Calling, but it was knocked out of her hands there by Hartman. And so Kearney Catholic will maintain possession here. Seward now with a 38-37 lead. I think Kearney Catholic's largest lead has been one, maybe 2 points. And now off the give-and-go inbounds play, Kearney Catholic's going to turn it over. They inbound it to Shundoff, who immediately gave it back to Connor, who was cutting in, but Connor couldn't handle the pass, and so the Stars turn it over. Had to handle the pass. Connor had a layup. Been a tough layup, but a layup nonetheless. Hansen is able to pass it across the timeline here for Dewar. They double-team Dewar, and she'll give it off left side for Schultz. Hartman over there on that far side will take it onto the baseline, kick it out to the free throw line to Heath. Heath's jumper is no good, and Shundoff comes up with a rebound, and then there's going to be a foul. So Seward missed the shot. Shundoff came up with the rebound, and now she'll go from one free throw line where she got the rebound to the other free throw line and shoot a 1-1 as she was pushed. And they're going to give that one to Casey Heath, and that will be just her first. Now 18 fouls against Seward. So 1-1 here coming up for Shundoff. And the free throw is good. So that'll earn her the bonus. And if she makes the second free throw here, Anna Squires will come in and replace Kayla Shundoff. Tied at 38, 5:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is up and good. Stars have the lead. And a nice round of applause here for Shundoff as she'll sit down, and Anna Squires will come in. Hartman having trouble inbounding it, and a timeout here by Seward. Mark Rogge calling the timeout, probably to maintain the possession. I'm not sure they were going to get it inbounded in time. Seward calls the timeout with 5:36 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're tied. Excuse me, it's 39-38. Stars with a one-point lead over Seward. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Absolutely, positively the place to get a great deal, Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, 2013 pre-owned cars, pickups, and SUVs. Many makes and models, all have been personally driven by a manager. Had a multi-point inspection done and are priced to sell fast. They have late model Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Cadillac, Volkswagen, Honda, and Kias. Plus many more other pre-owned. They are dealing and they need trade-ins at never a charge for doing your paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Well, for a one-point ball game, it is a very quiet gym here at Cope Coliseum as Kearney Catholic trail most of the game, finally have a lead in the fourth quarter, and we're going to be okay, I guess, as it's pretty quiet in here for what is shaping up to be a pretty good basketball game. Seward down by a point. They call the timeout, and they're going to inbound it. They toss it in here for Anna Schultz. Schultz double-teamed and shut off there by Whitney Colling. They'll work it back out, and the ball knocked loose by Squires. It's on the ground. Kearney Catholic and the Blue Jays are going to tie it up. Possession arrow pointing to Seward, and the crowd recognizing some pretty good effort there. A moment of cheer goes up. Seward's going to make a substitution here as Kenna Heath comes in. I think right now the student body and the fans of Kearney Catholic figure, we're going to be okay. Don't worry about it. And they're just kind of waiting for something good to happen instead of trying to extol their team. Seward may have gotten away with a walk as Aubrey Dewar had it. And then Kearney Catholic trying to get to the ball did commit the foul. That's going to be a reach here on Shayla Connor. I'm not sure that that was a travel, but it was close. Inbounds pass knocked loose by Connor. Kearney Catholic comes up with it. We're going to have a foul, or is it out of bounds? They're going to say that it's out of bounds. And again, a couple of borderline calls that could have gone the other way. I thought Seward may have committed a foul there. In any event, they've got the basketball as Kearney Catholic nearly made the steal there with Connor. She comes out of the ball game. Now Hansen has it at the free throw line, and she's going to kick it right back out as Anna Squires was right on her. Whitney Colling with a little pressure on the ball, and they're going to say Colling with the reach. And that will be her third personal foul. Check that. I must have given her a foul earlier that did not belong to her. That's only her second. So with the basketball is Dewar. Dewar out here for Schultz, who throws it in the corner here for Heath. Heath gets it at the elbow for Hansen. Hansen with her back to the basket now will set a screen, give it to Schultz, who will fire a three. It's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. And I believe that is going to go against Seward. I'm not sure who they're going to give it to or who they're going to send to the free throw line. Anna Squires pulled down the rebound. So I assume she was the one that was fouled by Casey Heath. That's who they're going to give the foul to, and that is going to be her second. And no, it's going to be the other Squires, Maddie Squires, who will go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. And it is up, and it hangs on the rim, and it is no good. Rebound out there by Hansen. Hansen snags the bound. And here comes Schultz across the timeline. 39-38, Stars up by one. Seward with the basketball. Left side, Heath has it. And Kenna Heath trying to pass it on the inside. It goes out of bounds, but it's going to be a foul on Kearney Catholic. And that is going to be on Maddie Squires. And that's now seven fouls against the Stars as a team. That is the third on Squires. So here comes Kenna Heath at the free throw line for the front end of a 1-and-1. And it is up and good. Heath now with 6 points in the ballgame. And this one is back the iron and no good. Rebound out of bounds. Trying to save it was Seward. And the ball hit and hit the officials are going to get together. The Seward player came in to save it before the ball had hit the ground. And I think one official is going to say, I didn't think it was out of bounds until it was touched by the Seward player. I think they're changing the call. Yes, they are. From my vantage point, it was off of Kearney Catholic, but one of the Seward players tried to save it, but it hadn't actually touched anything out of bounds yet. So the officials huddle up, and it will be Kearney Catholic basketball. Now, the question was, when the ball hit the ground, was it on the baseline? In any event, Stars have it. They kick it up ahead here for Squires. Squires will give it to Teal, who will fire a three. Back of the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound is Hansen. Hansen comes up with it, and she is fouled. So Hansen pulls down the rebound after Kearney Catholic missed the three. That was a good look there for Teal. It just did not fall, and we are tied at 39. But a free throw coming up here for Ashlyn Hansen, the front end of a 1-and-1, to see if we can untie it. And the foul on Calling is going to be her third. The free throw up and good. So Seward goes back ahead here with 4:18 to go in the fourth. Prasoski checked into the game, so has Caitlin Long here for Kearney Catholic. And Morgan Studi also checked in the ball game a moment ago. So Hansen's second free throw rolls around, is no good. And Long is able to pull down the rebound. So Caitlin Long will give it to Teal. And on the dribble here is Kylie Teal. Freshman will kick it off right side here for Studi, who gets it out for Squires. And Squires' 17-foot jumper is good. The freshman, Anna Squires, strokes in the jumper. And just like that, she's got three in the game. And the Stars go back ahead, 41-40. Schultz gets it at the elbow. Back out for Anna Schultz. She'll kick left side here for Aubrey Dewar. Dewar facing some pretty good pressure there by Morgan Studi, but she handles it. Uses up her dribble now. She'll get it to Anna Schultz. Schultz, top of the circle, momentarily got it to Hansen. That'll reset the five-second clock as they kick it right side here for Heath. Now on the left side, that's Schultz. Kearney Catholic really going after the ball here as they're still going with a little 2-3 zone, but they're trying to trap the basketball in the corners. And the pass on the left side for Anna Schultz. Schultz gives it here, gave it away momentarily, now gets it at the elbow, kicks it out, trying the three here is Dewar. It is an air ball that goes out of bounds. Kearney Catholic gets away from it, and it will be Kearney Catholic ball. And Anna Squires just continued to box everybody out to keep them away from the ball. She didn't want to try to pull down that ball right along the baseline, and it goes out of bounds. So the Stars will have it here, leading it 41-40, and now it's Seward who will try to trap the ball. Prasoski will give it off here right wing for Squires. Squires near midcourt gets it for Caitlin Long. Long, well, it was getting close to that 10-second count. So Kearney Catholic calls the timeout. With 2:57 to go here, fourth quarter, it's 41-40. Stars with the lead and the timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. 2:57 to go, 41-40. We come back right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here. 2:57 to go, 41-40. Kearney Catholic with the basketball and the lead. And by the way, at halftime, Gibbon leads Amherst 47-40 in boys basketball. The last report, they're probably starting the third quarter about right now. And our sister station, Class Kids 98.9. Here the weave play, driving in, left-hand layup, up and good for Whitney Calling. They ran that weave, top of the circle. Colling just so quick with the dribble, and she's able to lay it up and in. And the ball saved into the hands of Prasoski, who steps back, fires the three. It's no good. Bounces around. It's on the ground, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney Catholic. So Kearney Catholic will come up with the ball after they force that Seward turnover. And we'll see if they can extend their largest lead of the game. Inbounded to Teal. She drains a three in the corner. Kylie Teal with the three. And the Stars now with their largest lead of the game. 46-40. And they force another steal. Prasoski has it. Gives it to Teal. Teal finds a backdoor cutter. The ball knocked around. Squires is able to pick it up. And it goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it's a timeout before Kearney Catholic had the ball knocked loose. So timeout Stars. They lead it 46-40 with 2:04 to go here in the basketball game. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with the final 2:04 after this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Well, a couple of turnovers forced here by Kearney Catholic, and then they hit a couple of shots as well, and they've got their largest lead of the game, 46-40. They trailed most of the game. They trailed heading into the fourth quarter. They trailed at halftime. You know, in fact, they lost that third quarter. Trailed by two at the break, trailed by three at halftime, and then they were able to tie it early on in the fourth quarter. Now they've led most of the fourth quarter, but 2:04 to go here in the final stanza. Stars up by six, and they've got the basketball as they inbound it. They toss it to Prasoski, who's near midcourt, and she's been harassed all night by Anna Schultz. They'll get it left side for Connor. Connor gives it top of the circle here for Whitney Colling. Colling on the dribble, has it stolen away. Aubrey Dewar with the steal. Dewar with the layup. It is up and good. Aubrey Dewar with a nice steal and then the layup. That's what Seward needed right there, and they make it now 46-42. Minute 40 to go. On the dribble, Kylie Teal, and she has it stolen away. Dewar with a steal with the layup. It's on the rim. No good. Rebound by Kearney Catholic, and a hold called on Seward. Teal had it. She went down on the ground. Dewar trying to get the ball back, and she's going to be called for the foul. And I'll tell you what, that ball bounced and bounced and bounced on that rim for Seward. It falls in. Obviously, it wouldn't be a foul there. It'd be a two-point ball game. That would be a whole lot different than what we have right here. Instead, Teal is able to pull down the rebound, and now she's going to go to the free throw line for two free throws. That's now the 10th foul on Seward. She makes the first. So that's kind of an academic discussion whether or not that should be a one-and-one or the two shot, because she strokes that one in. And with a minute 30 to go here, 5-point lead for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw is on the way, and it is up and good. I'll tell you what, though, if Seward loses this game, do not blame Aubrey Dewar. She made a couple of huge plays. She just couldn't get that last layup to fall in there, as she had her shot altered a little bit by the pressure put on by Morgan Studi. So she made a nice defensive play, and now a reach is going to be called on Anna Squires, and they're going to shut the clock off with a minute 20 to go here and send the Jays to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. That's now 9 on Kearney Catholic. So this will be the last 1-1, and it'll be fired by Ashlyn Hansen. And that's now two fouls on Anna Squires, and the Stars making some substitutions here. It's Teal out there, Studi, Colling, Connor, and Prasoski for Kearney Catholic. And Seward's going to send Carly Hartman back into the game here. So here's the free throw by Ashlyn Hansen. Her team trails it 48-42, and the free throw back the iron and no good. Connor is able to pull down the rebound. And so a little bit of pressure being put on the ball. They give it to Prasoski. Prasoski near midcourt. And we're going to have a reach whistled on Anna Schultz. So Schultz with the foul Krasowski now is going to go to the free throw line. And she's going to have two shots. Both teams from here on out will be shooting two on every foul except for offensive fouls. Both teams also with two timeouts left. Free throws up and good for Prasoski. And Prasoski now with 12 points in the ballgame. With that, she takes the scoring lead in the game over Maddie Squires. 12 for Prasoski, now 11 for Squires. So 49-42, minute 10 to go. And the free throw by Prasoski again is good. So she makes two. And the Stars now have a 50-42 lead. Heath, her pass stolen away at midcourt, coming up with his Anna Squires. And then Seward commits the foul as Squires was trying to pass it off. She didn't quite get rid of the ball. And so it will be Squires going to the free throw line. But again, Anna Squires, a freshman, still shooting 57%, which is right at the team average. And she's going to have two free throws coming up here. Turnover is the big factor here for the Blue Jays. The free throw is no good for Squires. So Anna Squires, 3 points in the game. Takes her time at the free throw line, and now she has four as she hits the free throw. Well, every little bit helps. Kearney Catholic, largest lead of the game now at 9. Minute 3 to go, and another turnover here for Seward. They had three blue jerseys, a high dribble and a bouncing ball, and nobody could get to it over there. So Seward turns the ball over. Their last two times they had the ball, they've turned it over. In fact, they've turned it over quite a few times here in the fourth quarter. One reason why Kearney Catholic's been able to push this lead out to 9. Less than a minute to go. Prasoski on the dribble, and as she passes it off, hit on the arm, and she's going to be shooting a couple of free throws here. So it appears that Kearney Catholic is going to weather the storm and win the basketball game. After this free throw, the Stars are going to send in four players. Prasoski's free throw is up and in. So with that free throw, Prasoski now has 15 points in the ballgame with 55.3 to go. 52-42. Stars up by 10. People might see this score tomorrow and say, you know, it was interesting. Well, they're not going to realize that most of the night, Seward had the lead over Kearney Catholic. They now lead at 53-42 after Prasoski makes both free throws. Some big free throws down the stretch, and that defense forced some turnovers for Kearney Catholic, and they forced another one. Errant pass is tracked down by Squires, and then Squires had the ball knocked out of her hands by Heath and out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic also turns the ball over, and the Jays will inbound underneath their own basket. They desperately need a bucket here. They still have a couple of timeouts left to work with. They inbound it for Kenna Heath. They'll get it top of the circle. Here's Hashlyn Hansen. That's not her game shooting threes, but that's what the situation dictated. Long rebound tied up by Long. No, Long came up with it, and then the reach is going to be called on Seward. So Long with the rebound, and then the foul is going to be whistled against Kenna Heath. And Heath now is fouled out of the ballgame. That is her fifth and final foul. So 39.1 to go here. And Long at the free throw line to shoot two. The first one's up and good. Next action for the Lady Stars will be Tuesday night right here on ESPN. We'll have them taking on Gibbon in a girl-boy doubleheader. We'll have both games for you Tuesday from Gibbon. And don't forget, we'll have the Kearney Catholic boys Saturday night from Boys Town. Both free throws by Long were good, so a 13-point lead here for the Stars. Pass up ahead here for Hansen at midcourt. She'll get it across the line to Dewar. Back around the perimeter, a little jump stop here for Schultz as she gets started. Now she'll drive, shot no good. Rebound by Anna Squires. And Squires pivoting around, they reach in, and that'll be a foul here on Seward. Seward shot 50% in the first half, and now in the ball game, they are 13 of 31. So they are well short of that now. After shooting 50%, they probably shot about 30% here in the second half. The foul will send Squires to the line, and she hits the first two free throws. And the first one's good. Now the second one on the way. It, two is good. So the Stars now 57-42 with 23.9 to go. And, again, people are going to look at this score and say, yeah, fairly easy win for the Stars at home. It was not. Kick right side here for Hansen. She's going to fire the three. Rebound kicked around and into the hands of Teal. And Teal with 10 seconds left. Has the ball knocked loose. Still battling the Blue Jays. Ball rolling around. Mesbarger is going to have to pick it up. She gets it. And she tries to outlet it amongst three Blue Jays. It's going to be a turnover and a bucket at the buzzer. It's going to count. The loose ball is put up and in by Anna Schultz. So Schultz will make the steal and then the bucket to make it a final of 57-44. Kearney Catholic now 17-0 on the season. And this one of the more hard-fought wins here. Again, they win by 13, but it was not that easy. 57-44 as they pick up the win over the Blue Jays. The Jays, next up for them tomorrow night, they'll be traveling to Aurora to take on the Huskies, who are 6-7 on the season, and then they'll start their Central Conference tournament coming up on Monday, where they'll play Aurora again. So they'll play both Friday and Monday against Aurora. Both of them will be at Aurora, so they'll start to know that bus trip pretty well. 57-44, Kearney Catholic with the win. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up right after this timeout.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. A final in this one, 57-44. Kearney Catholic picks up the win. And this is the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord Storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. Kind enough to join us is Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic, after his team's 57-44 win. And we were kind of talking before we even got on the air that that wasn't as easy as a 13-point score might indicate.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We had to grind and compete the whole night.
What about them caused you some problems? Because it took a while really to kind of get into an offensive flow for you guys.
You know, they did a great job defensively, but, you know, first quarter offensively, they ran some really nice sets and got the ball basically wherever they wanted, and we didn't adjust very well. I thought we did a better job once we went to our zone of matching up with shooters, and we still lost them a couple times. That 22 girl, Dewar or whatever,
yeah.
She shot the ball really well.
Yeah, she had a couple of big three-pointers, and I had them being 4 of 8 behind the arc in the first half, about 50% overall from the field, and it was kind of a combination of they worked their offense, got those open shots, but then they got hot and kind of, that's awfully tough to stop when that happens.
Yeah, it is. You know, I got to give our girls a lot of credit, though. We got down in the third quarter and came back and kept battling and, made some things happen. I think we're fortunate. You know, they had a couple of girls not play, and I think our depth played a big issue in the game. I think some of the girls got tired, and they had some turnovers that we took advantage of.
And, again, that's really, what, in my opinion, what kind of stem the tide, kind of turn the tide a little bit. You were able, in a stretch of about 3.5-4 minutes, I think it forced like 6 or 7 turnovers, and in all but one of those times, I think he ended up scoring points on the offensive end.
Yeah, and that's a big key. You know, anytime you get them to turn the ball over, you want to take that and turn those into points in whatever fashion you can. And, you know, we did a good job. Matty stole one, finished at the rim, and then, you know, Kylie hit a big three in the corner, and just... And then we knocked some free throws down at the end, which is good to see because we've been struggling off and on.
Yeah, and up to until the fourth quarter, probably your free throw shooting percentage was south of the 50% mark.
I'm sure it was.
And that fourth quarter, though, I don't think you missed too many.
No, we did a good job of stepping up and knocking them down when we needed to.
Hey, and again, we don't want to say anything that's going to get on anybody's bulletin board, but you've kind of been in a stretch where you haven't had that game where you've been behind, that you've really kind of had to push. Is this, in a sense, just kind of what the doctor ordered in a way?
Well, it was. It's a game that we needed. The girls had to dig down and raise the level of their play a little bit and compete and do the things that, you know, we asked them to do. And I thought that we did a better job. We ran a couple sets that we got baskets off. Allie hit a big three to start the third quarter. And, you know, we just did some things a little bit better.
How important was that, the early stages? You mentioned the early stage of the third quarter, but the early stage of the fourth quarter where you tied it and then you got the steal right then and there, in terms of maybe some confidence. Not that your team lacks confidence, you know, being 16-0, usually you're going to have some pretty good confidence. But how important was it to kind of get over that hump early in the quarter?
It's always nice to come back and get the lead after you've been down several points and been battling basically the whole game. So, it gives you a little burst of energy, a little bit of confidence. And, you know, again, from that point, we're able to do some of the little things that we need to do. I thought we did a great job controlling the boards on the defensive end that fourth quarter.
Well, you guys will be drawing Monday for the conference tournament. And again, you got a couple of games next week, primarily on Tuesday against Gibbon. So now we're kind of entering that next phase, really, where you kind of get to the conference tournament time and things like that. What are some areas that you're still going to feel like we need to kind of, you know, because play a good team like you did tonight, a few things might kind of show up that you need to kind of polish up a little bit. Where are you going to be polishing up?
Offensively, we still need to do a little bit better job of what we're doing and get a little bit more movement in our offense and maybe put in a couple little other wrinkles to what we're doing. And so we'll work on that. You know, and that's, other than that, we're just going to work on continuing to play great defense. I think that's a big key this time of the season.
Well, I think that was a big key for you guys tonight because that's, yeah, in my opinion, what really turned the tide for you.
Yeah, I think it was too, Randy.
All right. Hey, Rick, appreciate the time. Best luck to you. See you Tuesday.
All right, thanks.
That's Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. Stars win at 57-44. We're going to take a quick break here on the Misco Sports Post Game Report. We're going to take a look at the numbers. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Going to Bowen is up for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars pick up a hard-fought 13-point win, 57-44. And by the way, on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, It was Gibbon over Amherst in boys basketball, a final of 75-67. Checking the numbers here for Seward. They were led tonight by Aubrey Dewar. Dewar finished with 14 points on the night, including hitting four three-pointers. Casey Heath finished with 9, including a three-pointer as well. Carly Hartman hit a couple of three-pointers. She finished with 6 points on the night. Kenna Heath with 6. Ashlyn Hansen with 5. Anna Schultz with 4 points here for the Lady Jays. And leading the rebounding for them was Ashlyn Hansen. And unofficially at Hansen with 8 rebounds on the night here for the Lady Blue Jays, who are, as I mentioned, going to get very used to their trip to Aurora, because they will play them in their regular season game tomorrow night. And then Monday they'll be back in Aurora to play in the Bunny Bracket game of the Central Conference Tournament. Seward, the number 9 seed, and they'll be at Aurora, the number 8 seed. And, boy, when was the last time that happened, that they weren't one of the top seeds in their own conference tournament? Seward now 4-9 on the season. Now here for Kearney Catholic, as we mentioned, a perfect 17-0 on the year. They were led by Allie Prasoski with 16 points. She hit 3 three-pointers. Maddie Squires with 11. Kylie Teal hit a couple of three-pointers. She had 11 today in the game as well. Caitlin Long finished with 7. Anna Squires with 6. Whitney Colling with 4. And Kayla Shundoff with 2 points here for the Stars. Leading rebounder for Kearney Catholic tonight was Whitney Colling. She finished with 7 rebounds on the night. Anna Squires unofficially with 5. Maddie Squires with 3. And Shayla Connor also with 3 points. The Stars unofficially shooting the basketball 41% from the field. They were 5 of 18 from behind 3-point line, so they shot 28%. And they were 20 of 31 from the free throw line, so they end up being about 64.5%. They were under 50% at halftime. And so that was a big factor here in the ball game as well. Seward, meanwhile, shooting the basketball, they were at 50% from both the three-point, outside the three-point arc, and from the field in general in the first half. Well, they finished 14 of 33 from the field, so they shot 42%, and they were 7 of 18 from behind the arc, so they end up being only about 38.9% from three-point land. So their shooting percentage dropped dramatically in that second half against Kearney Catholic. The Stars also won the rebounding battle tonight, 29-22 unofficially. And in terms of turnovers, 27 turnovers for Seward compared to 18 for Kearney Catholic. So what is it? 7 more rebounds for Kearney Catholic, another 9 turnovers. So there's 17 extra possessions for the Stars, and that turns into at least 13 extra points as Kearney Catholic wins this one 57-44. Again, the next action for the Lady Stars, who are now 17-0 on the season, will be in Gibbon on Tuesday night, as we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN Radio. Next action for the Kearney Catholic boys will be Saturday in Boystown. We'll also have that game for you right here on ESPN. Pregame will be around, make sure I'm looking at the right one here, pregame at Boystown, since it's only one game, a little bit earlier. The tip-off is scheduled for 6:30, pregame around 6:20 right here on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow, the Kearney High boys will be playing host to Lincoln East right here on ESPN, and we'll have both the girls and boys games for you. The girls are scheduled to tip off at 8 o'clock. Pregame will start around 5:45 right here on ESPN. So Kearney High tomorrow, the Kearney Catholic boys on Saturday, and then, of course, we'll have the Pro Bowl and a couple of NBA games for you on Sunday right here on ESPN. Then on Tuesday, Kearney Catholic will be taking on Gibbon, and then we'll have college basketball for you on Wednesday. And but after that, you can kind of look it up. We'll keep you updated from that point as well. Don't forget that tomorrow on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Wilcox Hildreth traveling to Axtell for a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. The girls' game is 6:15, so pregame will start around 6 o'clock on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, a final. It's Kearney Catholic 57-44 as they remain undefeated, but it was not that easy as Seward put up a great fight tonight against the Lady Stars. But Kearney Catholic, as we mentioned, still remains undefeated, 17-0 after a 57-44 win tonight over Seward. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Jeff Babel back in the studio. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight for coverage of high school basketball here on ESPN. Good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.